Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 85 of Tina For Real. Thank you so much for joining me on this Friday. That means it is the weekend. I hope you have some fun plans, you know, going on, I guess, this weekend. I'm actually doing a CPR class tomorrow, a baby CPR class or an infant CPR class, because as I have mentioned on here before, we are doing baby-led weaning, as we call it in England, or baby-led feeding, as you may see it here, which is not giving your baby purees, but giving them whole pieces of food and allowing them to kind of chew it up or gum it up before they swallow it. And so I'm definitely happy we're doing this, but it still makes me a little bit nervous because she does choke quite often now. I should say it makes her gag quite often, not choke. She hasn't choked at all, but it still makes me nervous that she will. But yeah, they do gag quite a lot when things touch the back of their throats, and so that scares me. So I want to at least know how to do that just in case. Otherwise, I don't really have too much planned. Got a long run on Saturday, and otherwise going to be taking it pretty easy. I'm just looking at my schedule. Yeah, I don't really have anything else going on. So today is an Ask Me Anything day. If you have any questions you would like me to answer, feel free to submit those and I would love to answer them. I really enjoy these AMAs, to be honest. I actually like when you give me these the most. I would actually rather do these every day or most days of the week than do just myself talking, because I feel like I ramble and don't really make sense when I try and talk myself. Like yesterday when I did that sleep one, I felt like I was bouncing around all over the place, and you shouldn't be, right? When you're talking about sleep, it should be nice and chilled, but it wasn't. So more of these AMAs, the better. So if you want to submit them to me, you can email me, tina@tinamuir.com. You can also send me on any social media channel. And while you're there, while you're doing that stuff, if you wouldn't mind leaving me a rating and review about these podcasts, I'd really appreciate that. Know that you're listening. And thank you so much for tuning in today. All right, so today I have a question from Joe. Joe asked me this question a few weeks ago, and I've been looking forward to answering it because I think it's one that I can refer people to a lot. I get this question all the time, and it is something worth asking about. And that is, Joe said, I'm about to use Perfect Amino on my days when I have my long runs. So I have a few questions. Do you take them before or after? How much time before or after? Also, do you need to change your dosage based on the time on your feet? Okay. So let's break this down bit by bit. I'm about to use Perfect Amino on my days I have long runs. For those of you who do not know, Joe is talking about Body Health Perfect Amino, one of the sponsors of Running For Real, the podcast Running For Real. And on that note, Joe is one of the superstars I am interviewing on the Running For Real podcast today. Today is a day where I have interviewed six of the Running For Real superstars, and it's a great show. Joe is talking about mental health, something really important, about depression. Great topic, something definitely worth discussing. So go listen to Joe on the Running For Real podcast. But yes, Body Health is one of the sponsors. They do have a product called Perfect Amino, which helps you recover. I found it really helpful in my heavy training. It really does. I know this can be hard to believe sometimes, but it really does make a difference with recovery. For me, I noticed a significant difference. Your body can absorb it a heck of a lot easier than it can any other sources of protein or those amino acids that we need so badly to repair our muscle cells. So if you go to bodyhealth.com, you can use code TINA10 for 10% off if you want to try it. But yes, Joe is saying he is going to use them on his long run days. I have a few questions. Do you take them before or after? Now, Joe, I have kind of played around with this over the years. Sometimes on my long runs, I would take them about 20 minutes before I was finished. I would get Steve to hand them to me. I'd have wrapped them up in some cling film or foil, saran wrap for Americans. And saran wrap is cling film, not foil. And I would take them out, take them down with some water, and then I knew as soon as I walked in the house I could eat, because let's face it, after a long run you are starving and you don't want to be waiting around afterwards. And one of the things with Body Health Perfect Amino is that it needs 23 minutes, I think, exactly, or around about 23 minutes to absorb. Which is fine on a normal day. You know, you can wait 20 minutes, you can do your stretching, your rolling, whatever else, take a shower. But I found when I was on a long run, I just wanted to walk in the door and eat. So I would sometimes take it about 20 minutes before the end of my long run. And I kind of like to think that it was already getting started on repairing my body even before I'd finished, and maybe even a bit of a psychological boost that was helping me in that final part of the run. I also have experimented with taking it before a run so it can kind of get work its magic as I'm going, although I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing that before a long run, primarily because you are probably not going to be running your long run on an empty stomach. Well, I hope you wouldn't be. And you need 2 hours after taking, after eating any protein or fat before you take down a Body Health Perfect Amino. So for me, that was never really practical because I would have the almond butter on my sweet potato, which obviously has protein and fats. So I would never take it before a long run. But on a regular run, I would quite often do that, where I would take it when I woke up in the morning before I went out on a run, if I did it fasted, just not eating, not intentionally, just not really having the time, just heading straight out the door. I would take it, and then I knew as soon as I came back, I could eat straight away. And it also takes the remembering part out of it, because I would quite often find, and I still do it sometimes, to be honest, that I get back from a run, I forget to take it within, you know, 5 minutes. And then I think, oh, I'll take it now. But then I'm like, oh, but then I have to wait half an hour, and I don't want to wait half an hour to eat. So I find if you take it before, then you know that it's done, especially if you're running fasted, then you can just have it done and then it's, you know, done for the day. So that's kind of my answer with that. But if you're doing long run, I would maybe take it just before the end of your long run or as soon as you walk in the door, and then use that time to stretch, roll, shower, do all the recovery stuff that your body needs to do or get started on that you might neglect otherwise. It's a good opportunity to kind of force yourself into it, to say, I get the reward of eating after I have done my 20 to 25 minutes of stretching and rolling. You can hear my baby crying probably. She is. She's just finished her bottle and Steve is about to put her down. She always cries when he pulls a bottle out of her mouth. It's quite sad. But no matter how much milk has been in there. And she did just have sweet potato like literally 20 minutes ago. So she shouldn't actually be that hungry. But she's already calmed down, as you can tell. All right. So how much time before or after was the second question, which I've already answered. You need 2 hours after eating protein and fat before you consume your Body Health Perfect Amino. And as for the other way around, it doesn't really matter as far as I know. So you should be okay with that. Do you need to change your dosage based on the time on your feet? Now, not necessarily on the time on your feet, but I would take a double dosage on days I was doing a hard run or a long run. So yes, the answer is I would say you should take more on a day that has been a hard run. But if you are Joe, which I think you might be, just taking Perfect Amino for the long runs, as you did specifically ask about that, just the once a week, then I don't think you need to double dose. I think having the 5, which is a serving, as one is fine. If you are someone who's using it every day, which I did, I would double up on those hard days. So hopefully that was helpful for you, Joe. I hope you are appreciating listening to your episode of the Running For Real podcast today. And for those of you who have never listened to the Running For Real podcast, I hope you will go check it out. You can find it on any of your usual podcast sources, or you can go to anchor.fm. That's anchor as in the weight. That's how you find this podcast. If you want to find the Running For Real podcast, you can go to tinamio.com and just find it on the podcast tab. I hope this has been helpful for you. I look forward to next week starting a new week of exciting topics, and hope I will get a few more of your AMAs in. Thanks so much for listening, and have a fun weekend.